This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ, oh hallelujah, he is Lord. Father God, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But oh Lord our God, oh turn thyself to us again. Oh turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. And let his bride say, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is indeed a pleasure once again to be able to be about the Father's business. It is truly an honor to be able to confess the holy name of Jesus Christ before men. As always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And I also give thanks this morning for the few of you that are tuned in this morning, for the Bible clearly tells us that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. We realize that this ministry is not for everybody. We understand that this ministry is offensive to a lot of people, for the cross is offensive. The word of God is offensive to the world. You see, the world don't want to hear anything about the gospel of the kingdom. The world do not want to hear anything about dying, doing God's will. See, the world, that's offensive to the world. The world just want to hear about pleasing self, though they don't understand that self is never satisfied, and in the end of their run, it will still be trying to satisfy itself. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, if you have your Bible and a few of you decide to follow along, Jeremiah chapter 8, the Holy Spirit moved on my spirit to bring this truth and hope that once again he can bring you out of the darkness of religion, man's doctrine, man's way, into God's way, which is the cross. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 1, and it says, at that time, said the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, and all the host of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped, they shall be gathered, they shall not be gathered, nor be burned, they shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whether I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem sliding back by perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not again. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course, and the horse rushes into the battle. Yet the stoke of the heaven knows her appointed time, and the turlet and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Here we find in the book of Jeremiah, no doubt was a man whom that was called by God. The Spirit of the Lord said unto Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. And God told Jeremiah, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. But Jeremiah said, but this people was a stiff-necked people, he said. And they had a whore's forehead, and they had no shame, this people. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 8, the first through the third verses, that as a mockery, God would allow this desecration spreading the bones of the dead Jewish leaders before their God, the sun, the moon, and the host. These were the Jewish religious leaders of Jeremiah days. They was the ones on the demand list. They was the ones that the people wanted to hear. They was the ones that the people had chosen, but yet they were the ones that God had rejected, which were of no help to them as they called out to their false God to help them, but that he was no help to them at all. Bring out the bones. The Lord send the Babylonians to ransack the tombs and gain the treasures out of the tombs. And then he humiliated the Jews by scattering the bones of the so-called rich preachers and those that men honored, but yet they were honored by men, but yet they were rejected, reprobates in God's eye. God did this in order to show them that the superiority of their gods, their false worship, was powerless to help them, to give them any support in their problems. This shows not only that they was publicly exposed for their wickedness, but as reference to their idolatry worship of the sun, the moon, and the stars, that their deities were not able to help them, as they could not prevent the dead bodies from being dug up, nor could they prevent them from being scattered, nor did they have the power, their gods, for them to be buried again. The Bible said, whom they love, whereas they ought to have loved the Lord their God and him only, and whom they have served more and besides the Creator, them whom they should have served, the Lord of hosts, and him only, and after whom they have walked, not in a natural sense, but in a religious sense, whom they have worshiped by bowing the knee and kissing Satan on the lips, by offering sacrifices and burning incense and putting up petitions to them, by trusting in their false gods, by trusting in man's doctrine, by trusting in any other way other than the cross, these things could not help them. And the reason God allowed this was to show them that they have worshiped falsely, that they had followed man's way. They had rejected, thus said the Lord's way, but they had ran to man's way. Because the Bible tells us they had chosen death rather than life. The Bible goes on to explain to us that even they which remain in the places where they were driven, said the Lord of hosts, for though they were carried captive by men, yet the thing was of the Lord. And a just punishment upon their sins. Even the fate of the dead was better than the fate of them that were living. They would be taken into foreign countries as slaves. Death would have been welcome. And notice again, this judgment is from God. And even though they were captured by men, yet the thing was of the Lord. The Lord tells us, and the Lord said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are very forward generation, children in whom there is no faith. The thing that had been, the Bible says, is it that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And the Bible tells us, and there is no new thing under the sun. You see, it's no new thing that the black people refuse to hear what thus said the Lord. It's no new thing that black people have become rich in preaching a lie other than preaching the truth. It's no new thing that black people have learned the oppressor's ways and rejected God's ways. It's no new thing that black people follow lying preachers and throw money at their feet. It's no new thing that black people have been rebellious against the Lord. The way and thy doings have pursued these things upon thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reached unto thy heart. For the Bible says, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are Scottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. And, O Lord, are not thy eyes upon this truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they are not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. For my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxing fat. They shine. Yea, they oppress the wicked. They oppress the righteous. They run after the wicked. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right and the needy is not judged. Shall I not visit for these things, said the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof?